Penyakit jantung merupakan penyebab kematian utama di Australia. Rata-rata, satu warga Australia meninggal dunia setiap 12 menit karena penyakit kardiovaskular. Sedangkan untuk serangan jantung sendiri, satu warga Australia meninggal dalam hampir setiap jamnya. Apakah Anda mengetahui tanda-tanda terjadinya serangan jantung? Serta apa yang harus dilakukan saat serangan jantung ini benar-benar terjadi? Berikut ini pendengar, laporan dari Audrey Bourget. Semakin cepat Anda mengenali gejala atau tanda-tanda serangan jantung dan segera mencari bantuan medis, semakin tinggi pula kemungkinannya untuk dapat sepenuhnya pulih kembali. Ahli jantung Gary Jennings dari The Heart Foundation menjelaskan apa yang sebenarnya terjadi saat seseorang terkena serangan jantung.
What happens is it's when there's a narrowing and a blockage of one of the main arteries that supply the heart muscle, and the heart muscle doesn't get enough oxygen and other nutrients, and it can't survive under those conditions.
Walaupun gejala atau tanda-tanda penyakit ini dapat berbeda antara satu orang dengan yang lainnya, namun secara umum terdapat tanda-tanda yang perlu diwaspadai dari serangan jantung ini. Ahli jantung dari Heart of Australia, Rob Perrell, mengatakan perlunya memperhatikan adanya sakit di bagian dada.
The first sign is pain, chest pain. And the chest pain, if it's an acute heart attack, will be severe and unrelenting. It will be present on the usually the left side of the chest, but can be more central. The pain will radiate to the jaw and down the left arm. And so that's one type of chest pain. There's another type, it's called angina, where a person gets a more chronic version of the same pain. And it's also due to coronary artery disease, but not an acute heart attack. And that can be pain that is worse when you walk and better when you rest, and it's in the same place.
Gejala lainnya termasuk seperti adanya sensasi tersedak di tenggorokan, lengan terasa berat, sesak nafas, mual, muncul keringat dingin, serta merasa pusing. Kedua ahli jantung yang dihubungi oleh SBS tersebut sama-sama menekankan bahwa hal pertama kali yang harus dilakukan saat mendapatkan serangan jantung adalah untuk menghubungi ambulans dengan menelpon 000000. Setelah menghubungi ambulans, Rob Harrell mengatakan ada beberapa hal yang bisa kita lakukan untuk membantu.
The only thing you can really do about it is get to hospital as quick as you can or call an ambulance. You should take an aspirin at the time. That would help. The ambulance officers would give you aspirin when they turn up. You should sit down and rest and avoid putting any extra stress on your heart until someone gets to you to further diagnose it and further treat it.
Anda mungkin tidak yakin bahwa Anda sedang mengalami serangan jantung. Meskipun demikian, segeralah ke rumah sakit. Gary Jennings mengatakan bahwa setiap menit sangatlah berarti.
Quite often you might think someone's having a heart attack and they're not, but that doesn't matter. It's much better to have people checked and found to be okay than to miss people who are having a heart attack and leave things too late, because the treatment in this case is a very urgent thing. Every minute can result in saving more and more of the heart muscle. And a much better life down the track for people.
Di Australia sendiri pendengar, setengah dari para pria dan sepertiga dari para wanita di atas usia 45 tahun akan pernah mengalami sakit jantung pada satu titik dalam kehidupan mereka. Angka tersebut terlihat tinggi, namun demikian kabar baiknya adalah bahwa hal ini secara umum dapat dihindari. Rob Harrell menambahkan, kuncinya adalah dengan memiliki pola hidup yang sehat.
If you're in an increased risk of a heart attack, if you're a smoker, if you're overweight, if you don't do any exercise, if you have high cholesterol, if you have high blood pressure, and if you have diabetes. Also, if you have a strong family history of coronary artery disease. So the answer to how do I avoid a heart attack is don't smoke, maintain a normal body weight, exercise, eat healthy food, avoid excess cholesterol in the diet. If you have high blood pressure, that needs to be treated. If you have diabetes, that needs to be very well managed.
Selama berlangsungnya Heart Week atau Minggu Jantung yang dimulai pada tanggal 30 April, Heart Foundation ingin mengingatkan kembali warga Australia tentang pentingnya memiliki jantung yang sehat. Gary Jennings menjelaskan mengapa mereka mendorong masyarakat untuk melakukan pemeriksaan tekanan darah secara teratur.
And this year, HeartWeek's going to focus on high blood pressure because we know that at least a half the people in Australia who've got high blood pressure either don't know about it or don't have it brought down to healthy levels, and we know that that's something that would make a big difference to heart disease in the community.
Ahli jantung memiliki satu saran terakhir, satu saran yang dapat menyelamatkan hidup Anda, yakni berdirilah dari kursi Anda dan bergerak.
We've learned about the hazards of sitting too much, of being sedentary. It's not just lack of physical activity, and more our life revolves around sitting in front of a computer, sitting at work, sitting in a bus or a car going to work. And one of the perils of modern life is that we sit too much, and that's something that plays through to heart disease and other conditions.